By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ ماشاء اللہ عز و جل ویلکم بیک to our beautiful Rise and Shine early morning program. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many beautiful things we're going to be learning today, inshallah, and many, many beautiful other things that we're going to be, inshallah Azza wa Jal, talking about today, because we've got a very beautiful topic as well. Every week, every day is a beautiful topic. But inshallah Azza wa Jal, today's topic that we're going to be discussing about, inshallah Azza wa Jal, is going to be a brilliant one. Not saying that the other ones were not brilliant, but this is going to be a brilliant one. So hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. As always, as you know, we start off our program with the recitation of the glorious Quran. And I just want to mention a few things regarding, alhamdulillah, the blessings of the Quran. As you know, the Quran is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the Quran has been revealed for the guidance of mankind. There's a very beautiful book, and it's called Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu. Beautiful book, Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu. And it translates as E Iman Walo. And it's a very unique book, and it is 89 verses of the Quran that start with Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu. Remember, Allah Azza wa Jal has addressed the previous nations in the Quran, Ya Bani Israel. But when it comes to the believers, when it comes to the Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jal addresses us in the Quran as Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu, O believers. Subhanallah. So we are the believers, and this is a very beautiful book. It's available from the Dawud Islami bookshop. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, it's just an amazing book that when I started to read it, and I thought, wow, subhanallah, you know, it's got that, you know, as they say, that wow factor, that mashallah, Azza wa Jal, I never knew this, I never knew that, and there's so much knowledge packed into that one small book. So if you can go onto the website of Dawat Islami, if you just type in Google, Iman Walo, Dawat Islami PDF, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you'll be able to get to that book, download it, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, read that book. And I'm telling you, you will not be able to put your book away until you have read it all. And this is how beautiful this book is. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, moving swiftly on to our first inshallah Azza wa Jal piece of the program today. And that is going to be inshallah Azza wa Jal, the verses of the Quran. And we are going to be starting Surah Jumu'ah. Subhanallah, Surah Jumu'ah. And inshallah, we're going to read from verse number 1 to verse number 11. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru, جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم.
اللہ کی پاکی بولتا ہے جو کچھ آسمانوں میں ہے اور جو کچھ زمین میں ہے, بادشاہ کمال پاکی والا, عزت والا, حکمت والا.
هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة.
وہی ہے جس نے ان پڑھوں میں انہی میں سے ایک رسول بھیجا کہ ان پر اس کی آیتیں پڑھتے ہیں اور انہیں پاک کرتے ہیں اور انہیں کتاب اور حکمت کا علم عطا فرماتے ہیں.
وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ
اور بے شک وہ اس سے پہلے ضرور کھلی گمراہی میں تھے۔
وآخرین منہم لما يلحقوا بهم،
اور ان میں سے اوروں کو پاک کرتے اور علم عطا فرماتے ہیں جو ان اگلوں سے نہ ملے۔
وهو العزیز الحکیم،
اور وہی عزت و حکمت والا ہے۔
ذلك فضل اللہ یؤتیہ من یشاء،
یہ اللہ کا فضل ہے جسے چاہے دے۔
واللہ ذو الفضل العظیم،
اور اللہ بڑے فضل والا ہے۔
مثل الذین حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل اسفارا،
ان کی مثال جن پر توریت رکھی گئی تھی پھر انہوں نے اس کی حکم برداری نہ کی، گدھے کی مثال ہے جو پیٹ پر کتابیں اٹھائے۔
بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين،
کیا ہی بری مثال ہے ان لوگوں کی جنہوں نے اللہ کی آیتیں جھٹلائیں اور اللہ ظالموں کو راہ نہیں دیتا۔
قل یا ایہا الذین ہادوا ان زعمتم انکم اولیاء للہ من دون الناس، اولیاء للہ من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت ان کنتم صادقین،
تم فرماؤ اے یہودیوں، اگر تمہیں یہ گمان ہے کہ تم اللہ کے دوست ہو اور لوگ نہیں، تم مرنے کی آرزو کرو اگر تم سچے ہو۔
ولا يتمنونه ابدا بما قدمت ايديهم،
اور وہ کبھی اس کی آرزو نہ کریں گے ان کوتکوں یعنی اعمال کے سبب جو ان کے ہاتھ آگے بھیج چکے ہیں۔
واللہ علیم بالظالمین،
اور اللہ ظالموں کو جانتا ہے۔
قل ان الموت الذي تفرون منه فانه ملاقيكم ثم تردون الى عالم الغيب والشهاده فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون،
تم فرماؤ وہ موت جس سے تم بھاگتے ہو وہ تو ضرور تمہیں ملنی ہے، پھر اس کی طرف پھیرے جاؤ گے جو چھپا اور ظاہر سب کچھ جانتا ہے، پھر وہ تمہیں بتا دے گا جو کچھ تم نے کیا تھا۔
یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اذا نودی للصلاة من یوم الجمعۃ فاسعوا الی ذکر اللہ وذروا البیع،
ایمان والو جب نماز کی اذان ہو جمعہ کے دن تو اللہ کے ذکر کی طرف دوڑو اور خرید و فروخت چھوڑ دو۔
ذالکم خیر لکم ان کنتم تعلمون،
یہ تمہارے لیے بہتر ہے اگر تم جانو۔
فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ،
پھر جب نماز ہو چکی ہے تو زمین میں پھیل جاؤ اور اللہ کا فضل تلاش کرو اور اللہ کو بہت یاد کرو اس امید پر کہ فلاح پاؤ۔
وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا فَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا،
اور جب انہوں نے کوئی تجارت یا کھیل دیکھا اس کی طرف چل دیے اور تمہیں خطبے میں کھڑا چھوڑ گئے۔
قُلْ مَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ،
تم فرماؤ وہ جو اللہ کے پاس ہے کھیل سے اور تجارت سے بہتر ہے۔
واللہ خیر الرازقین،
اور اللہ کا رزق سب سے اچھا۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل سورت جمعہ الحمدللہ عز و جل پارا نمبر 28 ماشاءاللہ. What does that tell you? It tells us we're getting very very close to the end of the Holy Quran inshallah عز و جل. And remember alhamdulillah عز و جل سورت جمعہ, it tells you about some of the beauties of the day of Jummah. And also, it tells you regarding buying and selling. Now, as Muslims, we do understand that buying and selling is an important part of our lives. We have to do business. We have to do selling and buying. But what are the rules of selling and buying? That is very important. So, alhamdulillah, it was an important part of the community where everyone knew how to buy, what are the rulings of buying. So, you won't have people cheating the system. You won't have people, ma'azallah, frauding anyone, selling faulty goods, selling, you know, other goods. Like you see today, you know, people sell goods, but then when you buy them, it's like number two, you know, غلط مال. So, in Islam, it's very, very important. And Islam, alhamdulillah, talks a lot about this as well, buying and selling. This is what the people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam did. They were not, when they were selling their products, they were not selling it fully. Basically, they were underweighing the products and selling them and making money, you know, giving less weight of stuff. So this is why that ummah was destroyed by Allah Azza wa Jal. Nowadays, you know, people, ma'azallah, rip people off. They sell faulty goods. You know, they'll sell damaged products and they'll say, you know, they don't want to, you know, get it returned by the customer. That is zulm. You might sell your product, but there's never ever going to be any blessings in that as well. So remember, if you want to buy and sell any products, you do it according to the deen of Islam and according to the shariat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And again, if you read the Quran, you will learn these rulings. If you don't read the Quran, how are you going to learn the rulings? So I would advise every single person, Siratul Jinan fi Tafsiril Quran, alhamdulillah, is available on the Maktaba. It's available from the bookshop. It's available online. You can buy it on the website of Dawat Islami, maktabatulmadina.co.uk. You can buy it from there as well. You can download it free of charge. I've got the whole Siratul Jinan on my iPad. You can download it free of charge. But the only thing is, you have to read it, don't you? So please, try to buy these books, try to learn. The more knowledge that you learn, the more beautiful things that we will. Inshallah, I make the intention. You know, so many times we regret it later. Oh, I should have done this. I should have done this. I shouldn't have watched this. I shouldn't have watched that. This is what Islam says. In Islam, alhamdulillah, we need to make sure that whatever we buy, it is for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, I will make the intention to read more of these books so that we can learn ourselves. And it's a good way of getting away from filth and other stuff and useless times, you know, like social media. If there's anything that you're doing on social media, you're learning something, fine. If not, why are we wasting our time on therefore? So inshallah, make the intention to read the Quran every day with the tafsir and the commentary. Clear Criterion is out, alhamdulillah, available from the Maktabatul Madina bookstore. And genuinely, you know, if you think, you know, I can't really afford it, then, you know, you can download it free of charge from the website of Dawat Islami, but do read it. Let's move on to our kalam for today, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasool Allah, ya Habib Allah, ya Nabi Allah, ya Noor Allah,
Hirz-e-Jaan zikr-e-shafaat kijiye, Naar-se-bachne ki surat kijiye, Hirz-e-Jaan zikr-e-shafaat kijiye, Naar-se-bachne ki surat kijiye.
کے نقش پا پہ غیرت کیجئے, ان کے نقش پا پہ غیرت کیجئے, آنکھ آنکھ سے چھپ کر زیارت کیجیے, آنکھ سے چھپ کر زیارت کیجیے.
خیز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجیے, نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجیے.
ان کے در پہ جیسے غم مٹ جائیے, ان کے در پہ جیسے غم مٹ جائیے, ناتوانوں کچھ تو ہمت کیجیے, ناتوانوں کچھ تو ہمت کیجیے.
ذکر شفاعت کیجیے, نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجیے.
ان کے در پر بیٹھیے بن کر فقیر, ان کے در پر بیٹھیے بن کر فقیر. بے نواؤ فکر سروت کیجیے, بے نواؤ فکر سروت کیجیے.
خیز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجیے, نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجیے.
ہم تمہارے ہو کے کس کے پاس جائیں, ہم تمہارے ہو کے کس کے پاس جائیں. صدقہ شہزادوں کا رحمت کیجیے, صدقہ شہزادوں کا رحمت کیجیے.
ذکر شفاعت کیجیے, نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجیے.
نعرہ کیجیے یا رسول اللہ کا, نعرہ کیجیے یا رسول اللہ کا. مفلسو سامان دولت کیجیے, مفلسو سامان دولت کیجیے.
خیز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجیے, نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجیے.
در بدر کب تک پھرے خستہ خراب, در بدر کب تک پھرے خستہ خراب. طیبہ میں مدفن عنایت کیجیے, طیبہ میں مدفن عنایت کیجیے.
ذکر شفاعت کیجیے, نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجیے.
دے خدا ہمت کے یہ جانے حزین, دے خدا ہمت کے یہ جانے حزین. آپ پروارے وہ صورت کیجیے, آپ پروارے وہ صورت کیجیے.
خیز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجیے, نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجیے.
جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا, جو نہ بھولا ہم غریب اپنی عادت کیجئے، یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے،
ذکر شفاعت کیجئے، نار سے بچنے کی نصیحت کیجئے،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ، very beautiful kalam. Today we're going to be talking about some of the characteristics of the ummah of the Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned inside the Holy Quran regarding the ummah of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. How this ummah is the great ummah from amongst all the nations. And the word ummah in English will mean nation, you know, people, log. And in religion, Islam, ummah refers to the Islamic community. That's what we mean by ummah. And the definition of ummah is a community of believers bound together with a common purpose. And that is to worship Allah and with a common goal to advance the cause of Islam. To every ummah, Allah Almighty send a messenger for its guidance. And the Holy Quran uses the word ummah to refer to the communities to the past, such as the ummah of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, the ummah of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and the noble Quran also talks about, in the Holy Quran it says, and we certainly sent into every nation a messenger saying, worship Allah and avoid taghut, meaning sins, meaning the shaitan. So here every ummah was sent with a prophet to them. And the reason of this ummah, that prophet was to guide the people of Allah Azza wa Jal to the path of Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And as Muslims, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we need to understand how important it is to make sure that we learn the Holy Quran, we learn about the deen of Islam, so that we can go and pass it on to other people as well. The first of all, where do we start from? First of all, we start from our own families. This is the beautiful characteristic of the ummah, that they will start from their own family. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will try to talk about this further on as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. What was the reason why this ummah is the best amongst all the nations? The scholars have mentioned in the verse of the Holy Quran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You are best because you invite towards good and you forbid evil. That is the best characteristic of this ummah, that we invite towards goodness and we forbid evil. Now that is the duty of not just the scholars of Islam, but it's the duty of every Muslim, no matter what level you are in, no matter what field of work you are in, no matter what status you have in the community, we are all ambassadors of Islam. Our duty is to pass the message on to the people of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our duty is to pass this message on to other people, to make sure that people are doing the right things, not the wrong things. Sometimes, yes, you do come across people that say, mind your own business, let them do whatever they want, leave it to them. We can't be an ummah of mind your own business, because it's like, for example, one house is on fire and your next door neighbor's house is on fire. You're not going to be sleeping away and saying, forget it, it's not my house, it's their house. You're going to be out of your bed and on the streets. Why? Because there's chances that your house will catch fire as well. So what do? You try to help them. You do a lot of things that the fire's put out. Why? Because your house is in danger. In the same way, when you see drug dealers, when you see alcoholics, when you see pedophiles, when you see these people that are with the wrong actions, people who are sinners, when you see them on the street, if you don't change them, there's more chances that, ma'azallah, that the illness, that disease will come into your house. If you think to yourself, mind my own business, I don't care what they're doing, I offer my 5 times salah, I'm not bothered about them. You know, you have to be bothered about them, because that is one of the characteristics of this ummah. And if you are not bothered about them, that fire that is spreading will come into your house definitely. I've seen people where they said, oh, it really doesn't matter, the mulviyana come, this is the duty of the scholars. It's not the duty of just the scholars. If you are a father, it's your duty that you try to guide your children to the straight path. You just don't drop them at the madrasa, I pay my fees, it's the qari sahab's job. Okay, the qari sahab fails. Qari sahab doesn't guide your children, he doesn't give them that tarbiyah, then what? Who's going to get a headache? You're going to get a headache. Therefore, it is your duty as a father to make sure that you grant them that guidance, and you give them that guidance, or else you're going to be regretting it. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, mashallah, Maulana Abdul Qadir Attari, mashallah, from Durban. Alhamdulillah, I think he's joined the line, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sayyidi, how are you?
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, ala kulli hal. How are you, Huzoor, you okay?
Alhamdulillah, shukr, jazakallah for granting me the privilege of joining you, mashallah. And
it's an honor, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. We definitely like to have scholars in our program, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. Mashallah, you've got a very beautiful setup behind you, alhamdulillah. Very rarely we get people with video, but mashallah, we can do your ziyarat as well, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. How are you? Are you okay?
Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi, as a mashallah, I've just heard the opening note of the virtues of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you have mentioned. And at the same time, mashallah, you have made people aware and realize the very important fact that we are the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And each one of us, as alhamdulillah, we are called and are associated with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in very closely as an ummah, because people call us Muhammadans, meaning we represent the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are the ummah. So what is our responsibility as an individual? We don't have to be, as you have beautifully said, you don't have to be a scholar, because you are an ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we all have duties, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has rights over us as his ummah.
MashaAllah, definitely, alhamdulillah. And we were talking about some of the characteristics, that one of the characteristics mentioned in the Quran is that we invite towards goodness and we forbid evil. Now, how important, Huzoor, if you can just elaborate on that and talk for a few minutes, how important this part of the characteristic of the ummah is?
Subhanallah, subhanallah. The virtue of inviting people to goodness, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this task and entrusted us this task to invite people towards goodness and forbidding them from evil. This is the necessary and the basic duty of in ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We as ummah, if we do not do that, then we should really question ourselves that whether we deserve this great title of being the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Azza wa Jal, as it has been mentioned, that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us so many khasa'is and so many exclusive merits on accord of being the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So any position, Sayyidi, comes with responsibility. You cannot have the position and enjoy the benefits of that position and run away from the responsibility. So yes, we are the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we shouldn't forget our responsibilities is to join in the good and invite others to the good and to the righteousness. And there are, alhamdulillah, many exclusive merits of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that have been, alhamdulillah, described in the hadith. One of the merits, beautiful merits of this beautiful ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that we were blessed with Jumu'ah prayer, with Jumu'ah salah, subhanAllah. Whereas any other nation, they weren't privileged to be granted this Jumu'ah prayer, alhamdulillah. And the honor of congregational salah, meaning salah with jama'ah, This is exclusive Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal made the entire earth, subhanallah, musalla for the Ummah of Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah. These were very few characteristics of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many, and Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us in abundance, mashallah.
You know, Zura, one of the beautiful things that we mentioned, how this Ummah will only intend, they will only make the intention, the very famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Niyatul Mu'min khayru min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. And you know, we only make a good intention, we'll get a reward. When you do the action, you will get the reward for that as well. Now, this was only given to this ummah, whereas the previous nations, they had to do an amal. And for us, like you mentioned, alhamdulillah, you know, the whole world has been made for us as a musalla. You can be anywhere in the world, you can be driving about anywhere, you can be flying anywhere, but alhamdulillah, you can put your jai namaz and you can start to offer your salah. The whole world has been made. And the other religions, they have to go to a certain place of worship. But for this ummah, the whole world is a musalla. So such a great blessing this.
Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal make us also obedient Ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we follow his sunnah and truly earn the title of being his Ummah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And Sayyidi, there is alhamdulillah, beautiful merit of being the Ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that there is no one in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will be bereft of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Ummah is alhamdulillah, we are the exclusive Ummah of Allah's beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah azza wa jal addresses as dear believers, subhanallah, in the Holy Quran. In contrast to other nations who were addressed as, oh, needy ones in the books that were revealed to them, subhanallah. So how fortunate we are that Allah azza wa jal, when he addresses us, the Ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addresses us as dear believers, subhanallah.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah, it's been really a pleasure to have you in, and very nice to see you, alhamdulillah, and hear your voice. Allah bless you and reward you, MashaAllah. Please take care of yourself, and inshallah, next time definitely we'll get together again, inshallah. Maulana Abdul Qadir Saab from Durban, South Africa, alhamdulillah, the brothers are there, MashaAllah, working tirelessly, alhamdulillah. There's so many posts that I see, and I follow them, MashaAllah. And this is the beauty of Dawat Islami, wherever you are, even if you're in the UK or the or South Africa or any other African country, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is there working hard. And mashallah, young scholars coming forward, that's what we need to see. That's what we need to hear, alhamdulillah. Our younger scholars coming forward and taking the reins from the elder Islami brothers and continuing that good work as well. And this is, alhamdulillah, a very beautiful planning on the side of Amir Ahle Sunnah. He's given us this mindset that bring people forward. You know, it's not the only thing that if I bring someone forward, maybe he's going to take my place. What am I going to do? People are not going to ask me. It doesn't matter what you do. Everything matters, what, alhamdulillah, how to please Allah Azza wa Jal. And Amir Ahle Sunnah once mentioned in his Madani Muzakara question and answers on a Saturday, he says that, don't look at what people will say to you. Look at what maqam that you have in the court of Allah, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, we mentioned before, there are many people who are doing the work of deen behind the scenes. They might not be on TV, they might not be, you know, in front of us. But alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, they are working behind the scenes tirelessly. Just like, mashallah, our PCR guys, so they're not on, they're behind the scenes. We're on, you know, I might be on the camera, but they're behind the scenes. And believe me, mashallah, they are working tirelessly. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. Allah reward every single person. And this is the another beauty of the ummah, that we will work together for the cause of our deen. And togetherness is what we need today, and togetherness is what we need to understand how important that is, inshallah, azza wa jal. A very beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, and verily this ummah of yours is one ummah, and I am your Lord and cherisher, therefore fear me and no other. So again, this is a very beautiful command by Allah, azza wa jal, fear me and none other. Don't fear the world, don't fear the people, fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And once you have that true fear of Allah in your heart, that's when you, inshallah, will start to progress somewhere. And once that fear of Allah Azza wa Jal has been put into your heart and you fear Allah and not the dunya, not the world, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will start to, alhamdulillah, get better and better at what you are doing. Mashallah, so it's been a privilege to talk to the Islamic brother and also learn a lot of things from him as well, mashallah Azza wa Jal. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent to educate an ummah for the benefit of humanity. So education is at the foremost characteristic of this ummah. This ummah will not be unlettered people. You know, some people said al-ummi, you know, one of the titles given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam means unlettered, uneducated. Ma'azallah. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not unlettered. He is not uneducated. Al-ummi means that he does not have a human teacher. Because if you have a teacher, then that teacher's maqam is higher than you because he's the teacher. Yeah, and the teacher, they say that he's on the level of your father or even higher than that. So therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal did not want any person to be the teacher of any prophet, especially our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So alhamdulillah, this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was here to benefit the humanity. So we need to be, you know, ask yourself, when was the last time I benefited the people? This is another characteristics of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we will benefit other people. This is where charity work and, you know, helping other people comes in as well. Now, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami, we have hundreds and thousands of, mashallah, you know, workers, volunteers who do the work of deen. You know, floods in Pakistan, in the earthquake in Turkey, and sadly in Morocco, and the floods in Libya. There were so many people, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, who were doing voluntarily, who left their jobs, who left their homes, and they went there and they helped the grief-stricken ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is another characteristic of this ummah, that they will help others. So try to live for others. We've lived for ourselves. Try to live for others. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded by Allah Almighty to convey a divine message, both guidance and a warning to all mankind. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty refers to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the best of community, as we learnt before. So we are the best amongst all of the communities. The Islamic society or the Muslim community is unique in its structure, composition, and its characteristics. These characteristics are depicted in the Holy Quran and Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Quran, Allah Almighty mentioned the characteristics of the Muslim Ummah in these words: "You are the best of peoples, evolved for mankind, enjoying what is right, forbidding what is wrong, and believing in Allah Azza wa Jal." So again, alhamdulillah, we are the best of ummah, we are the best that have been risen. And for that, inshallah, we need to be thankful to our Rabb Azza wa Jal, thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal for giving us life in Islam, for giving us life, you know, according to the love of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is very important. You know, when it comes to the foundation of our Islam, the foundation of our Islam, of our deen, is love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you can see, when you build a building, and if the foundations are not strong, then you can't build a stronger building. That building one day will collapse because the foundations are weak. So our foundation of Islam is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the foundation of Islam. As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. You know, say that if you love Allah, follow me. So the foundation of Islam is following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For making our foundations stronger, we need to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, as well, let's take our first break for today and we'll go towards our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The great Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala an was extremely brave, possessing unshakable firmness in faith and the highest extent of piety, taqwa. He would refrain from worldly pleasures and would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. One day, he was tending to his animals when his son Umar bin Sa'd arrived and asked, "Oh beloved father, you are here tending your camels and goats when people are discussing issues of the caliphate." Hearing this, Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an lovingly struck his hand against the chest of his son and said, "Uskut, be quiet. I heard the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama stating, Allah indeed loves a servant who is righteous, independent and hidden." Respected viewers of Madani Shal, these are three beautiful qualities a believer, a mu'min should possess. This was guided by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama and narrated by Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an. What are those beautiful qualities which have been mentioned, that one should be righteous, one should have taqwa, piety within one's personality, and one should be independent, one should not rely on others, depend on others. And further is that a person should remain hidden. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to adopt all these three mentioned qualities by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But do we know about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's children? Do we know who his parents were? Do we know who his children were? How many daughters did he have? How many sons did he have? You know, do you know about the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the close companions, the 10 Ashra Mubashra? Do we know who they are? If not, then try to learn them. You might be thinking, what's that going to benefit me? You know, so what's, you know, when we talk about this is knowledge, that if you know how many daughters your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, what their names were, then you will try to have your daughter's names on the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daughters. You will try to have the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his son's name, on his companion's name, rather than coming out with a new name. This is what is, people are trying to look for new names, you know, Google name, and you know, any sort of name, and then later on we find, Allahu Akbar, what's this name? There was someone who named his daughter, I'm not going to mention the name, but he meant idol, but, and his daughter's name is the idol, you know, the Buddha. And you know, they had to change it because it wasn't a good name. But where did they get that name from? You know, they got it online. So alhamdulillah, whenever you're blessed with children, always go to the scholars and ask them for a good name. Another concept of this ummah is the Holy Quran mentions that we have made of you an ummah justly balanced, that you might be witnesses over the nations and the apostle a witness over yourselves. So alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, again, a very important thing that we are created as shahid. You know, we are created as witnesses. This ummah is a witness for other prophets. And one of the most important characteristics of Islamic society is taqwa, fear of Allah. The word taqwa may be defined to mean self-discipline, the Muslim's ummah to have taqwa. Yeah, Allah Almighty, He demanded from the Muslim ummah to have taqwa. In this regard, the Holy Quran states in Surah Al-Imran, "O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared and die not except in state of Islam." So again, fear Allah. Yeah, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Yeah, fear Allah Azza wa Jal and do not die but as a Muslim. So fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes people say, "Oh, you always talk about fear." Bijla ta ko drone ni gallan karne. Allah mentions it in the Quran. Fear Allah, and the more fear of Allah you have, the more pious you will be. It is the fear of Allah not being in our hearts that people will commit sins. People will commit the zina of the eyes. People will commit the zina of the ears. People will commit many, many serious sins because of not having the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. So fear of Allah is a very, very important part. I can remember once Amir Ahlus Sunnah mentioned that there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you don't have haya, do whatever you want. Haya is very important. Haya is from taqwa. If you don't have taqwa, you're not going to have haya. Haya means modesty. Astaghfirullah, if we commit sins at home, you know, thinking to ourselves, no one was watching me, I can watch this film, I can watch this you know, video, I can watch these pictures, then astaghfirullah, what's going to happen is that fear of Allah will be taken away from your heart. And astaghfirullah, the more we talk about this, the more we put ourselves into this kind of filth, you know, it's going to take over you one day. And astaghfirullah, many, many people are, you know, sadly in a state of sinful state where they can't do without it. They have to and have to every day, ma'azallah, watch these films. Yeah, they have to watch the dramas. They have to watch these films. And when you talk to them about the Quran, oh, ji, jila to ko Quran padhne ko aur bhi kam, astaghfirullah, aur kya kam hai, what is the other work? The Quran is everything. It's a book of guidance. You're not guided, yeah? What are you going to do in your life? So as Muslims, it's very important that we try to build that taqwa. Always do tawbah, 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 tawbah. Always try to become more pious. You know, instead where you are reading your salah, make sure you don't miss your nawafil. Try to offer as many nawafils as you can. Because the scholars, they mentioned the more nawafil, the optional supererogatory prayers that you offer, that's how close you will get. Because the faraiz is a must for us, isn't it? So your sunnah and your nawafil are the ones that will bring you close to Allah Azza wa Jal. The Holy Quran states another very important message. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, I will read that message out to you just after we've had the break for the second, which is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
A very wonderful hadith, subhanallah. The companion, the son of a companion, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, my father Abu Awfa visited the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carrying the zakat. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed him with this supplication. O Allah Azza wa Jal, send down mercy upon the family of Abu Awfa. Now, commenting on this hadith, Sayyidina Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, Sayyidina Abdullah is proudly paying gratitude to the Lord that we and our honorable father have been blessed with the supplication of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some said that the word al here is extra, meaning family. But the truth is that family in its actual meaning is that the blessings are bestowed upon Abu Awfa and the family. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not pray for these people only, but also for their offspring and their family members. Subhanallah, getting a dua from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May we do such good deeds as well that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam grants us and our family members with a dua. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, welcome. If you just joined us, you are watching our program Rise and Shine. We've had a very beautiful discussion and we've had the daily reminder and then we just watched the daily hadith. Before we went for the break, I mentioned that I'm going to read an ayat of the Holy Quran in which some very important characteristics have been mentioned. The verse is in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 13. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, O people, we have indeed created you from one man and one woman, and have made you into various nations and tribes that you may recognize one another. Indeed, the most honorable amongst you, according to Allah, is the one who is most pious amongst you. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. So what a beautiful verse. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says that you are the best, inna akramakum, indeed the most honorable amongst you according to Allah is the one who is the most pious amongst you. So that is one of the beautiful characteristics that we need to start to make sure that we are following. Need to be the pious ones, the ones who offer their salah, the ones who keep away from sin. So it's very, very important to understand how important it is to save yourself from indecency, save yourself from committing sins, and be a pious and a good punctual Muslim as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. And there's another very beautiful characteristics of this ummah the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in Sahih Muslim. The religion is advice. The religion is advice. We asked for whom? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for Allah, for His book, for His messengers, for the imams of the Muslims, and for the rest of this Muslim ummah. And the above mentioned characteristics are some of the characteristics that are in an Islamic society or Muslim ummah is privileged with. You know, so Allah Azza wa Jalla in this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the religion is advice for those people who are, you know, those who for Allah, for His book, and for His imams of the Muslims. We need to love the Holy Quran. We need to love the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to love our imams of the masjid. They're not our slaves. They're not our, you know, servants. They are our imams. We offer our salah behind them. But sadly, what happens? People will offer their salah behind the imam, and then they'll talk bad about him. They'll offer the salah behind the imam, they'll start to backbite, they'll talk bad about him. And, you know, astaghfirullah, they'll try to downgrade him. And sometimes, you know, we go to that one length for ahead, that we'll start to, ma'azallah, even try to, you know, label them as wrong people, and he's committed that sin. You have to hide the sin of any Muslim. But when that Muslim is the imam of your masjid, just imagine how important this role and how important this image of the imam is itself. You know, and inshallah, it's very important that we hide their faults of every Muslim, not just the imam, of every Muslim. And so that inshallah, we could be successful in whatever we are doing. So inshallah, Azawajal, today we do have a documentary for you to see. So let's watch this documentary, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, it's Dawat-e Islami.
Viewers, this is the area of media. And although much misinformation is spread through media, but in such an era, when Dawat Islami entered the media sector, it did an amazing job. Dawat Islami's channel, Madani Channel, the heartbeat of many Muslims around the world, has made a significant impact on society within just 15 or 16 years, changed the fortune of millions of people. Those previously not offering salah started offering salah. Those people that were disobedient to parents began to respect their parents. Unveiled women started veiling. Those who earned haram livelihood repented of haram, and this process is still going on. Millions, yes, millions of devotees of the Rasul watch Madani Channel every single day. This is such a wonderful channel that at the same time English Madani Channel was created along with Urdu, and then there is the Madani Channel in Bangla too. And Arabic Madani Channel is spreading its goodness on YouTube as well.
Abdul Mustafa kehne mein koi haraj nahi hai, balki ye to naaz hai ke hum aqa ke gulam hain. Kaash aqa bhi farma de ke tum mere gulam ho.
The final prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a person who missed prayer in congregation came to know what was in store for him, he would drag himself to the prayer.
Kharab এর মধ্যে নিমজ্জিত হওয়ার কেমন কুফল আছে? যখন বান্দা খারাপের নিমজ্জিত হয়ে যায় না, তার রোজগার কমে যায়। যে ব্যক্তি খারাপ কাজ করবে, সে কখনো তার অন্তরে প্রশান্তি থাকবে না। আখিরাতের ক্ষতি তো আমরা শুনেছি আছে।
The existence of Madani Channel is not just for adults. When we started the Kids Madani Channel, it was a great success. All through children, good deeds are being given to children. When cartoons and Islamic animations were created, it did an amazing job Today, our social media platforms receive 50 to 60 million views on cartoons alone, indicating the vast number of children benefiting from our cartoons. These cartoons are not only in Urdu, but also are dubbed into Arabic, English, and various other languages as well. The education department of different countries have also started to contact us. Our cartoons are being aired on several airlines, and educational departments around the country have been using them as part of their curriculum. We deliver these cartoons free of charge because our aim is not just to make money, but to spread the knowledge and provide excellent upbringing for future generations. Let me show you some glimpses of these beautiful Islamic cartoons.
बच्चे होते हैं वो तो कभी भी अकेले बाहर नहीं जाते,
लेकिन क्यों
भाई? सबसे पहले तो बाहर जाने के लिए बाबा से इजाजत लेनी चाहिए।
हमरा एक काज करी, बाबलू भाईर घरे जाए।
कल चले आसबे गुलाम रसूल भाई, तारे घरे जावर की प्रयोजन?
That when a Muslim inquires after another Muslim in the morning, then 70,000 angels keep supplicating for his forgiveness until the evening.
لا تفعلي ذلك في المستقبل، فهمتي؟
وأنت أيضاً يا رابعة، يجب عليك ألا تسرعي في تناول الطعام أبداً.
الحمد لله، we hebben voor het eten onze handen en mond gewassen.
Laten we nu bismillah wa ala barakatillah lezen en beginnen met eten.
It's all over the world. By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azawajal, a beautiful documentary about Madani Channel. You're watching Madani Channel now. You've been, whenever you are turning the channel on, you tell me, do you not learn something? I was talking to a Mufti Sahib, and mashallah as well, beautifully he says that whenever you turn Madani Channel on, this is the only channel in the world where you will learn something. You know, rather than being an Islamic channel and then there's un-Islamic things on there like music and, you know, showing of women, even maybe reading naats, and other people can hear that. In Islam, that is also forbidden as well. So as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we need to make sure that we watch Madani Channel and we advertise Madani Channel, word of mouth. We ask other people to watch. And then how many cartoons channels have you seen where there's music and where there's other, you know, for example, supernatural things, like, for example, sci-fi things, people flying and all that kind of stuff. You know, and then, you know, they're all a bunch of lies, aren't they? Astaghfirullah. Well, our children will learn, alhamdulillah. But on Madani Channel for kids, you'll see, alhamdulillah, our children, the cartoons that Madani Channel is making, there's a lot of change within the community, especially those people who have their children watching Kids Madani Channel. They have seen that change inside themselves. And I've seen adults, mashallah, who have changed by just watching Madani Channel. I know of an Islamic brother, he was given a section by the police where he can't go out during that time. So between 7 in the evening and 7 in the morning, he can't go out. So he had to be at home. So he goes, one day my mother, you know, she used to watch Madani Channel, and my mother normally, at that time you have the English Bianas and then Amir Ali Sunnah's Madani Muzakara, sometimes it's repeated on a day. And he says that I was once at home and I watched Amir Ali Sunnah and I thought, wow, you know, look at these people. They're so pious and yet they're so fearful of Allah. They're so crying. And he goes, that changed my life. So he was clean shaved, but alhamdulillah, in them 3 months that he had the section on him, in the 3 months his beard started to grow. He wore an Imamah Sharif, he bought an Imamah Sharif, and alhamdulillah became a 5 times namazi by watching Madani Channel. You tell me any other channel that you'll watch and you'll become a namazi? Very rare. Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, I can say it from the bottom of my heart and I can say it with confidence, is the only Islamic channel in the world that, alhamdulillah, when you watch it, you will get blessings and you get ni'mats. And alhamdulillah, Madani Channel is the only channel that is 100% according to Sharia. If there's anything that you see that is against the Shariat, let us know. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we can try to discuss that and we can change ourselves. I want to mention a very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Antum tutimmuna sab'ina ummatan, antum khayruha wa akramuha ala Allah. You will complete 70 ummas. You are the most superior and noble of them before Allah. This hadith denotes the most precious aspect of being from the Prophet's followers. Certainly the gift of being from his nation is a favor for which we cannot thank Allah enough, let alone for being the best nation. Subhanallah. And it says that before Allah Almighty, no nation compares to the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the best. The preserved tablet records this nation as the most superior, and previous nations were foretold of the Muhammadan nation. It is the honor of being the best Ummah, specific to certain people or applicable to all. In regard to this, there are a number of views. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of people are those from my time, those who will follow them and those that will follow them. According to this hadith, the companions alayhim ridwan are the most superior believers, followed by their students, and then the earlier people of this ummah are superior to the latter ones. Subhanallah. And the entire ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is included in being the best. This is because the reasons that make it the best are found in them, such as their pure beliefs, conviction, ever increasing love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and steadfastness of Allah's religion. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, the truth of the matter is that the verse addresses the entire ummah, because even though there are sinners amongst them, their association with the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes them fall under this goodness of being the best of the ummah. Even if a pearl becomes covered with mud, it still remains a pearl, with the condition that it remains connected to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So beautiful, mashallah. So every Muslim is included as being the best of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to be a part of the best of the ummahs, we need to start to keep inviting people towards the good path, the straight path, and forbid people from committing sins. The more we do that, the more inshallah we'll be better in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We've got the last segment for today. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet of Mercy sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the donation of persons will save them from the heat of the grave, and the donor will be under the shade of the donation on the day of judgment. Alhamdulillah, your Daawat-e-Sami is working globally, and to date, Daawat-e-Sami has produced over 100,000 hafaz. Your Daawat-e-Sami has produced over 30,000 scholars, and the journey continues. This great organization is building over 600 masajid every single year. Alhamdulillah, your Daawat-e-Sami is spreading far and wide, and you are invited to join us on this journey, whether through your donations or your time. Be part of the journey, support your Daawat-e-Sami, and gain immense reward.
Daawat-e-Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 4363456060. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3450. BIC LOYD GB21087. Your donation can be used for any permissible religious, reformatory, welfare, well-wishing, spiritual, and good purpose.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. At the moment, the time is over here. We'll take, inshallah, take care of yourselves. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.
And the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.